Hebrews chapter 2, part 3. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on August 28, 1957 at the Branham Tabernacle, Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第二章第三部分。本信息是威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄于1957年8月28日在美国印第安纳州杰弗森威尔伯南汉堂所传讲的。
The 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th chapter from therein, oh my, have your pencil and paper and everything ready, or I believe the Lord is going to give us a great time.
第七、第八、第九、第十章，我们从这里入手啊！你们准备好铅笔和纸，每样东西都准备好。我相信主会赐给我们一段美好的时光。
Now where Paul is exalting and placing positionally the Lord Jesus. Now if we get through this tonight, Sunday morning, which the most of this is going to blend right in with Sunday morning's message because it's separating.The Sabbath, that's a great question amongst Sabbatarians today.
现在我们要，保罗是在高举和确立主耶稣的地位。如果今天晚上我们能把这些讲清楚，那么星期天早上，今天晚上大部分的信息将与星期天早上的信息融合在一起，因为我们要解释有关安息日。今天，把星期六当作安息日来守的人有一个很大的问题，到底哪个是对的？星期六还是星期天来崇拜神？圣经就这个问题是怎么说的呢？
And I would invite you all to come for Sunday morning, for which is right, Saturday or Sunday for worship. What does the Bible say about it?
我邀请大家来参加星期天上午的聚会。星期六敬拜或是星期天敬拜，哪一个是对的呢？关于这个问题，圣经是怎么说的呢？
And whether this book is separating law and grace and is placing each one to its place. The Hebrews was raised by the law and Paul was telling him what grace played with law.
那么师父，希伯来书把律法和恩典分开，并把律法和恩典放在他们各自的位置上。希伯来人都是在律法之下长大的，保罗在这里告诉他们恩典所扮演的角色。
Now, let's get just a little background. Now we're going to start back. By the way, I got me some reading glasses. Maybe I can, if I happen to make a spill tonight, I got them. You know, I just like 2 years of being 50 years old. And I don't see like I used to close to me.
让我们讲一点背景，我们要从头回顾一下。顺便提一下，我现在看书要戴眼镜了。如果我今天晚上要读经的话，我就戴上。你们知道我的年龄，再过两年我就满50岁了。我现在看书不像以前离得那么近了。
On my sight, I began to notice the words blurring. I thought I was going blind. I went for an examination. The doctor said, no, you're just past 40, son.
我的视力衰退，我开始感到字体模糊，我以为我要瞎了，我就去做了一次检查。医生说不会，你已经过了40岁，孩子。
Well, he said if I live be old enough, it might come back again, get that sharp sight back again.
他说如果我再老一些，视力也许又会变好了，重新能够近距离的看书了。
He said, now you can read your Bible if you push it out from me. I said, yes.So after a while, your arm's not going to be long enough.
他问，现在你如果把圣经拿得离你远一点，你能不能看清楚啊？是不是啊？我说是的。他说，再往后，你的胳膊就不够长了。
And so I hope now I'm just studying that this little Collins Bible has a good size print in it. I can make it out pretty well. But when we get over to big, deep places,Where we got to take the New and Old Testament blend together, I got a small Scofield.
现在我读的这本 柯林斯版的圣经不错，字体很大，读起来很轻松。但是如果我们要学得深一些，就必须使用那种斯可福版的圣经，就是把新约和旧约合在一起的那一种。
And I'm used to the Scofield Bible, its markings. I don't read the Scofield notes now because I don't agree with Scofield on many of his theories, but I do like the way it's set up because it's, I've had it for a long time and read it and so much, kind of know how to find my subject.
我过去使用的就是斯可福版圣经，上面有注解。我现在再也不读那些注解，因为我不同意其中的许多理论。但是我很喜欢那种编排的方法，我使用那种圣经有很长时间，也读那些注解，直到我知道如何找到我的讲题。
This is all new to me, teaching, and I'm not much of a teacher, but you put up with me for a little while, I'll tell you the truth as far as I know it anyhow.
这样的讲解圣经对于我来说是新事，我不太适合当教师，请你们对我要忍耐一下，不管怎么说，只要是我知道的真理，我一定会告诉你们。
Now, this book is Paul, you remember, he was, how did we find him? He was a great teacher to begin with, or a great scholar, and he was trained in the Old Testament.
你们记得，希伯来书是保罗写的，保罗是什么样的一个人呢？他一开始就是一个伟大的教师，或者说是伟大的学者。他是专修旧约的。
Can anybody tell me now who he found his teacher was? Gamaliel, one of the noted teachers of the day.
你们能告诉我谁是他的老师吗？对，加马列，当时最著名的教师之一。
And then Paul, we find out one day before he was called Paul. Can anybody tell me what his name was? Saul. And he was a great authority in Jerusalem, a religious authority.
然后我们发现保罗有一天在保罗有一天被叫做保罗之前，谁能告诉我他原来的名字叫什么？对，扫罗，并且他是耶路撒冷的一个伟大的权威人士，是宗教领域的一个权威人士。
And he come up as a real trained religious man. He could speak 4 or 5 different languages and a very smart man.
他是一个受过良好训练的真正的宗教人士，他可以讲四五种不同的语言，是个很聪明的人。
Well, did his education and smartness help him? No, he said he had to forget all he knew in order to learn Christ.
好，他的教育和聪明帮助了他吗？没有，他说他不得不忘掉所有的知识，以便能认识基督。
So we find out then it doesn't take a smart man or an educated man, it takes a man that's willing to humble himself before God, regardless of how.
所以我们发现，神并不使用聪明人和有教养的人，神只使用愿意在神面前谦卑自己的人，不管他是否聪明或者受过多少教育。
Did you know Dwight Moody was so uneducated till honest his writings were poor as I don't know what? They had to fix up his messages all the time. He was such a poor writer, very uneducated.
你们知道，德怀特·穆迪没有受过什么教育。说实话，他写的文章很糟糕，我读了以后不知所云。人们不得不一直的帮他修改讲道稿。他是那么一个不善写作的人，是一个没有受过教育的人。
Do you know that Peter and John of the Bible were so unlearned till they couldn't even write their own name and wouldn't know what lay before them?
圣经里的彼得和约翰，你们知道他们没有学问，是到什么程度呢？就是他自己的名字都不会写。你把他们的名字写的摆在他面前，他也不认识。
The apostle Peter, who had the keys to the kingdom, wouldn't know his name signed before him. Think of it.
你看，拥有天国钥匙的使徒彼得却不认识自己的名字，你想一想吧。
The Bible said that he was ignorant and unlearned.
Amen.
So that gives me a chance. Amen. Yes, sir, that goes right on down to find that God could do that to a man.
圣经说他们原来是没有学问的小民，这也给了我一个侍奉神的机会。阿们。
是的，先生，从这点上说，我们会明白神是怎样使用一个人的。
Now, and we find out as soon as Paul had a great experience, I want to ask you, is it an experience to come to Christ? Does everybody have an experience? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a birth, it's an experience.
我们发现保罗一旦拥有了那伟大的经历，我想问问你们，来到基督里是不是一种经历？每个人都有一种经历吗？是的，先生，是的，先生，那是一种重生，那是一种经历。
And so we were in a Lutheran college not long ago. I had the privilege this afternoon, late, supposed to be there at 12 o'clock for dinner with Tom Hare. How many ever heard of him? The famous Irish prayer warrior.And he's been with this brother F on his program and appeared here in many places in America.
前不久我们去过一所路德派的学校。今天下午我就有机会与汤姆海尔一起吃饭。本来我预计是12点钟到他那去的，可是晚了。有多少人听说过那位著名的爱尔兰祈祷勇士？他一直与这边的 IP 弟兄一起做一个节目，在美国的许多地方出现过。
And I had dinner with him today, and we were just about 3 hours late, about 3:30, quarter to four when we eat, but it was all right. And we were discussing on these things of how that Jesus Christ is the head of all things.
我今天下午与他一起吃了饭，我大概晚了3个小时，大概是3:30、3:03我们才吃饭，不过也没什么，我们讨论了关于耶稣基督怎样在凡事上居首位等问题。
Now, when Paul found this out, he had this experience, and then before he would accept this experience, it must be back to the Bible.
当保罗意识到这一点，就是有了这一种经历，在他要接受这一种经历之前，他一定要查考圣经。
And we find out that he left and went into another nation.And there he stayed for 3 years searching the scripture to see if his experience was right.
我们发现保罗离开了以色列，去了另外一个国家，在那里住了3年，专门查考圣经，要弄清楚他的经历是不是从神而来的。
Now we realize that he had a great thing to face. He had to come back and tell his church and all the people the very things that he had persecuted was right.
我们看到他必须面对一件大事，他必须回去告诉他的教会和所有的人那件事，就是什么呢？就是他过去所逼迫的那些人是正确的。
Did you have to do something like that? Certainly, nearly all of them have to go back and say, "Them people that we call holy rollers, come to find out they were right." See, that's it. We just had to turn around, and the things that we once hated, we now love. It's a conversion, a strange thing.
你们不是也要做那样的事吗？肯定要，我们也全都做过。我们必须回去说，我们称为圣滚轮的那些人，现在我们发现他们是好人，看到没有？就是那样，我们必须回心转意。我们过去所恨的，是现在我们所爱的，这就是一种转变，一件怪事，稀奇事。
I made that statement of holy roller.There is no such a thing. There's no such a thing. But they call people that holiness people. But there's no holy rollers. There's no such a thing.
啊，我提到了圣滚轮这个词。实际上没有那回事，没有什么圣滚轮。但是，就是人们称呼圣洁的人为圣滚轮，没有那回事。在历史上没有任何教会被叫做圣滚轮的记载。
There's no record of any church ever recorded like that as far as I can see. The 960-something different denominations, there is no such a denomination as Holy Roller. It's just a name that the devil tacked on the church.
据我所知，在960个不同的教派中，没有一个教派叫做圣滚轮，那是魔鬼强加给教会的一个名字。
But they call them in that day, how many knows what they call them in the day of Paul?Heretics. You know what heretic means? Crazy. It's crazy people. So I'd just soon be called a holy roller as a heretic, wouldn't you? So if they was called that and rejoiced.
但是人们要那么叫，有多人知道在保罗那时候人们怎么称呼他们？他们被称作异端。你们知道异端什么意思吗？就是疯子的意思，说他们是发疯的人。我传道不久后就被人称为圣滚人，也就是异端。你会高兴吗？可是保罗他们被称为异端却很高兴。
And what did Jesus say for us to do about it? He said, Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted the prophets before you. They did it.
耶稣要我们怎么对待这种事呢？他说，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们，他们那么做了。
That to be exceedingly glad. Anything exceedingly is lifted way up. Real happy. And the disciples, when they was found worthy to bear the reproach of the name of Jesus, they rejoiced with great joy that they could bear the reproach of his name.
耶稣说要欢喜快乐，就是非常的喜欢。门徒们认识到为耶稣的名受逼迫是值得的，因为能为耶稣的名受责备，他们是欢喜快乐的。
In the day, many people today, if they'd have to call them a holy roller, they'd count down. My, maybe I was wrong to begin with, but they was happy about it. Oh my, to bear the name.
可是今天的很多人，如果偶尔被别人称为圣滚人，他们就吓坏了。啊，糟糕，也许我一开始就错了。但是使徒那个时候啊，耶稣的门徒们是很欢喜的啊，为了他的名。
Now in the second century they call them crossbacks. That's when the Christians used to pack a cross on their back to show that they were crucified with Christ. They call them crossbacks.
在第二世纪他们被称为背十字架的，因为那时候的基督徒啊，把一个十字架背在背上，表示他们与基督一同被钉十字架，人们称他们为背十字架的。
Now I know the Catholic calls themselves that, but that wasn't the Catholic Church. It was the Protestant Church. Before it was called Protestant Church, it protested nothing but sin.
我知道天主教徒现在那么称呼他们自己，但是当时那并不是天主教会，那是新教教会被称为抗教教会以前的事情。他们抗议的是罪，没有抗议别的。
The reason it's called Protestant Church today is because it protested the Catholic dogma. But it was non-sectarian at that time when they were called crossbacks.
今天为什么把那称为抗教教会？是因为他们抗议天主教的教条。在基督徒被称为背十字架的时候，是非宗教主义者。
Just get the history of Josephus and the other writers and Hostus to Babylons and so forth, and you'll find out that that's right. That there was not no church. The first organized church ever was the Catholic Church about 300 years after round of the last apostles.
你拿一本约瑟夫或者是其他作家写的历史，以及海斯罗普的两个巴比伦等书，你们就会发现那是对的。早期的基督徒不属于任何教派，第一个组织起来的教会就是天主教会，那是大约最后一批使徒死后300年的事。
About 300 years later, the Catholic Church was organized and a persecution set in and forced the people into the Catholic Church. And they had church and state united.
大约300年以后，组织起了天主教会，产生了逼迫，强迫人们加入天主教会，他们的教会是政教合一的。
That was after what was so-called the conversion of Constantine from paganism to Catholicism. But if anybody ever read his history, he wasn't converted. The things that he did, oh my.
随后呢，就是所谓的康斯坦丁从异教向天主教的转变。但是如果任何人读过这历史，就知道康斯坦丁所做的根本不算转变。是的，不算转变。
The only thing he ever done religious was put the cross on the St. Sophia Church. That's the only thing he ever done acted even religious. He was a reprobate. But they call it his conversion. This about compares with some so-called conversions today.
康斯坦丁所做的唯一一件宗教方面的事情，就是把十字架放在圣索菲亚教堂上，那是他所做的唯一一件有点宗教性质的事。除此以外，他是一个恶棍，但是人们称之为他的转变，这正可与今天的所谓转变相比较。
Now, but we find out when Paul got converted and had this real experience, he was absolutely turned around. And you know, conversion means to be turned around. You're going this way, and you turn and start back this way. Yes, sir, it's a turnaround. About face.
我们发现，当保罗信主了，有了这样真实的经历，他就完全的转变了。你们知道转变的意思就是彻底的改变，你本来是往这边走的，然后往相反的方向走。是的，先生，是彻底的改变，洗心革面的改变。
And Paul, as soon as he was converted, before he could ever make his experience, now he had a marvelous experience.
保罗一转变，他有那样的经历之前，他有过一段非凡的经历。
Now I believe when you accept Christ,Just as your personal Savior, it is an experience. I believe the joy of knowing your sins forgiven just thrills your heart through and through.
我相信，当你接受基督为你个人的救主时，是一种经历。我相信你知道你的罪得赦免的时候，喜乐使你的心一遍又一遍的颤抖。
But then when the blessed Holy Spirit comes down,That's an experience, that new birth that you'll never forget. You become a child of God. Here's what does it.
然后，当那可称颂的圣灵临到，那也是一种你永生难忘的经历，就是那个重生。你成了神的孩子，这就回答了这样一个问题。
How do you know it, Brother Branham? Now, these are teaching lessons. Many people, the Methodists try to say, they shouted when they got it.Well, that's all right. If you got it and shouted, okay. Because you shouted wasn't a sign you had it. Because a lot shouted and didn't have it.
伯南汉弟兄，你怎么知道呢？这是属于教导的课程。许多人提这样的问题。卫理公会的信徒会说，当人们喊叫时，就说明得到圣灵了。好，喊叫是不错的。如果你得到了圣灵并且喊叫了，那当然好。但是你喊叫了不等于得到圣灵了，因为有许多人喊叫了，却没有得到圣灵。
The Pentecostal said, when spoke in tongues, they got it. That's all right, if you spoke in tongues and got it, all right. But you could speak in tongues and still not have it.
五旬节教派的信徒说，人们会说方言，就表明得到了圣灵。当然，说方言是好的。如果你会说方言，并且得到了圣灵，那很好。但是可能你会说方言，却仍然没有得到圣灵。
So you see, after all, it is the experience of passing from death to life. When all the old things die and all things become new, Christ becomes real.
是不是这样？于是你看，归根到底，那是出死入生的经历，就是说，你所有的旧性情死去了。一切都成了新的了，基督对于你成为真实的了。
The old things drop away, the old roots of carnality. You know how to dig a root out? We used to take a grubbing hole and just get down at it and dig it till there wasn't a speck left in it.
就是一切旧事都离弃了，那旧的邪恶的根除去了。你知道怎么把一根树根挖出来？我们一般是用尖嘴锄往下挖，一直挖到切断了它所有的根须。
And they said, if there be any root of bitterness spring up into you, grub her out. That's right, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. Root out all the roots, dig them out, pile them up, burn them, get rid of them. You get a good crop then, if we do that.
人们说，如果你们中间有毒根生出来，就把它薅出来，那是对的。那正是圣灵所做的工作，挖掉你全部的毒根，挖出来，堆起来，烧掉，离弃他们。若是那么做了，我们就会结出好的果子。
Now, Paul knows that something happened, so he goes back down into Arabia, and there he studies for 3 years on all of the Old Testament prophets, how they prophesied, and he come to find out that it was absolutely the truth.
保罗知道有什么事发生了，所以他去阿拉伯，在那里住了三年，研究了旧约里所有的先知和他们说的预言。他发现他自己所经历的那件事绝对是真理。
Now, compare that with today. See, on this experience that we had here at this little church, of the morning star appearing under, that great light that come down that would foretell and show things to happen.
现在比较一下我们今天在这个如晨星出现的小教会里的经历，那大光临到，预言和指出要发生的事。
You know, that's marvelous. But my minister and brother told me it was of the devil. And I couldn't understand it.
你们知道，那是不可思议的。但是我的传道人弟兄曾告诉我说，那是属魔鬼的。我无法理解。
So I didn't say nothing about it until one night there was an experience happened. Up down in Greensville, Indiana, when the angel of the Lord walked across the floor and stood there and proved it by the scripture. Then it set fire. Then it started going.
所以关于那些超自然的事情我闭口不言。直到有一天晚上发生了在印第安纳州格雷莫方那边的经历。主的天使在地面上走过来停在那里。借圣经证明了那些事是出于神的。从那以后救恩与医治复兴之火就点燃起来，直传到全世界。
No longer than last Sunday, we've seen the infallible marks. Jesus Christ, who can take a man that hasn't walked and getting a balance nerve gone when the Mayo's and the best doctor said it's finished forever.
就在上个星期天，我们也看到了耶稣基督确实可靠的迹象。他能叫一个从来没有走过路的瞎子能走路能看见，连梅奥诊所最好的医生也下过断言他完了，他没希望了，没治了。
And setting blind raise up and walk out of the building pushing his wheelchair down the steps could walk and see like anybody else. That shows that it's the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus. There it is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那坐着的瞎子就站起来走出了这个房子。他推着他自己轮椅走下去，像任何其他人一样的能看见能行走。那表明了复活的耶稣基督的能力，那就是他昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
So aren't we a happy group tonight to know that God has vindicated this great experience that we have to be compared with His Bible and with the Bible. Therefore, we ought to be exceedingly glad.
今天晚上，难道我们不觉得自己是幸福的一群人？知道神证实了我们所拥有的伟大的经历是符合圣经里的应许吗？因此，我们应该非常高兴。
And we realize that in the second chapter we find out we should not let these things, we should not neglect these things. We should hold fast those things. And how are we going to escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
我们认识到在希伯来书第二章，我们发现我们不应该忽略这么大的救恩，我们不应该忽略这些事，我们应该紧紧地抓住这些事。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
What are we going to do in the light of God's word when we stand at the judgment bar? You can't say, I never knew any different. Oh, yes, you did.
在神的道的光里，想到我们将站在审判台前，我们要做些什么呢？你不可能说，哦，我根本不知道那有什么区别。不，你知道。
Well, now, Brother Graham could have been wrong. That's true. But God isn't wrong.His word isn't wrong.
那么伯南汉弟兄可能讲错了。不，我讲的都是真理。神不会错的。他的话语不会是错的。
And just think of the same thing, the Bible, that once lived in the apostles are living again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
只要想一想那同样的东西，就是圣经曾活在使徒们中间。现在又活在我们中间， 哈哈，主的名是应当称颂的。
When I think that I'm 48 years old, nearing 50, and my youthful days are gone, and so forth, to know that since a little boy that I've had this blessed promise and have declared it to my brothers and sisters.
当我想到自己已经48岁，年近50了，真是岁月不饶人了。从小时候开始，我就经历了这蒙福的应许。我把这应许对我的弟兄姐妹们传讲。
And to see the literally thousands of those that's come out of darkness, to know that we're going to our eternal home to the blessed.
并且看到成千上万的人从黑暗中被救赎出来，我知道我们是走向我们的永恒的蒙福的家。
And if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved before I get through preaching, there's one waiting out there for us. Hallelujah.
在我走完我的传道生涯之前，这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，天上还有一个帐篷在等着我们。哈利路亚。
To know that there's dozens of people sitting here that if they should leave this life right now,Before we could get their body to the undertaker, they would be in that glorious body yonder, rejoicing with the saints of God, already in the presence of God to live forever with the perfect, absolutely vindication that it's so.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, that would make the Presbyterians shine. Did some did it? Them people were Presbyterians.Certainly would. Thank you.
我知道坐在这里的有几十个人，如果他们现在就要离开我们，在他们的尸体还没有被送到殡仪馆，他们就会穿上荣耀的身体，在神的同在中，与神的圣徒们一起欢喜快乐，并且完美的永远的活着，这是千真万确的。阿们。啊。那一定会是长老会的信徒们都喊叫起来的。信德弟兄不也是喊叫吗？信德他们就是长老会的信徒啊，肯定是的。想一想。
Oh, no wonder people get emotionally. Why, if you get emotionally from batting a ball or throwing one in a basket, how much more will it make you emotionally to know that you passed from death to life, that you're a new creation in Christ?
啊，难怪人们情绪那么激动。一场球赛或者某个人投入了一个球进篮，尚且能使你激动，那么知道你已经出死入生了，这应该是何等的更加使你激动不已呢？你在基督里成了一个新造的人。
You know it by the way your spirit leads you.
Amen.
Away from malice and guile and...Enmity in all the things of the world, and your heart set centered on Christ.
Amen.
是你的灵带领你离开罪恶、诡诈、憎恨和一切属世的东西，而使你知道这一点的。你的心以基督为中心。
That's your motive. That's all that you think of in your mind, on your heart, all day and night. When you go to bed at night, put your hands behind you like this and just lay there and praise Him till you go to sleep.Wake up in the morning still praising him. Amen. Oh, my.
那就是你的动机。你日日夜夜想的尽是主。当你晚上上床像这样把手枕在后面，你会一直赞美主直到入睡。早上一醒来你还是在赞美主。Amen. 啊、哦、是那样的。
I've tried to praise him of the morning. We've been getting up about 4 o'clock for the woods and I'm going outEarly in the morning to go squirrel hunting, I praise him under every tree I believe he'll come to. I can't see a tree without praising him. Think he drove that tree.
我竭力在早晨赞美他。我们一直是早晨大约四点钟就起床，伍德弟兄和我一早起来去打松鼠。我在每一棵树下面赞美神。我相信我来到他面前，我看到每一棵树都在赞美他。想一想，因为是他是每一棵树生长。
See the little grasshopper fly up. He knows that grasshopper. Oh, you say nonsense, Brother Bill. Oh, no, it isn't. He knows where every squirrel is. He knows where every butterfly is.
当你看到一只小马子飞起来，神认识那只小马子。 啊，你说比尔弟兄你在胡说啊？不，我不是胡说，他认识每一只松鼠，他知道每一只蝴蝶在哪里。
Why, one time he needed some money and said, Peter, there's a fish a while ago swallowed a coin. This is not much and we need to go cast the hook in. I'll send him over there. Take that coin out of his mouth because he can't use it himself. Go pay him our time and contribute. Amen. Amen.
有一回主需要一些钱，他就说，彼得，有一条鱼几分钟之前吞下了一枚硬币，正好够我们所需要的钱数，你去把那条鱼钓上来，我会派他到那里去把他嘴里的硬币掏出来，因为他鱼自己又不能使用硬币，拿那个硬币去交税吧。阿们。
And a few weeks ago I seen a little fish kill laying on the water. All of you heard the story of it. There's Brother Woods and his brother and I'm here to witness it.
几个星期以前我看到一条已经死去的小鱼飘在水面上，你们都听过这个故事，伍德弟兄还有他弟弟还有一些见证人。
That little fish lay dead for a half hour on the water with his entrails pulled out of its mouth. And the great Holy Spirit swept down after he said the day before, you're going to see the resurrection of a little animal.
那条小鱼死在水面上有半个小时了，内脏都从嘴里翻出来了。但是圣灵在头一天就对我说，你会看到一个小动物复活。
And the next morning, about a little after sunup, we saw that little fishy, not over that long, when the Spirit of the Lord came down and said, little fish, Jesus Christ makes you whole.
所以第二天早晨日出后不久，我们就看到了那条鱼，还没有这么长。主的灵降临说，小鱼啊，耶稣基督使你复活。
And that dead fish had been floating on top of the water for practically a half hour, come to life and swam away just as hard as he could. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. How wonderful he is.
那条在水面上漂了几乎半个小时的死鱼恢复了生命，奋力地游走了。啊，主的名是应当称颂的，他是多么奇妙啊。
No wonder Paul could say that he was in the order of Melchizedek. He was Melchizedek. Melchizedek had no beginning of days. He had no ending of years. He had no beginning of life or ending of life. He had neither father nor mother.
难怪保罗可以说，耶稣是与麦基洗德同一个等次的。耶稣就是麦基洗德。麦基洗德无生之始，无命之中，他既无父也无母。
So it couldn't be no one else.Ever who he was, he's alive yet tonight. So he's only one type of eternal life, and that belongs to God.
所以他与任何其他人都没有关系，不管他是谁，他今天晚上仍然活着，他是那唯一的永生形式，那是属于神的。
Last evening when we were having a discussion, a brother could not understand the Trinity of God and how we were talking about it.
昨天晚上我们在讨论时，有一位弟兄不能理解神的三种职分，我们怎样谈到那些事。
How that Jesus stood there a man of about 30 years old. And they said, oh, our fathers eat man in the wilderness. He said, and they're everyone dead. But he said, I'm that bread of life that come from God out of heaven that a man eats and don't die.
耶稣怎样站在那里？大约30来岁年纪，他说犹太人说啊，我们的祖宗在旷野里吃过马呢。耶稣说，但是他们全都死了，我是从天上神那里降下来的生命的粮，人吃了就不会死。
Oh, he said, our fathers drank from the rock in the wilderness. He said, I'm that rock. A man of 30 years old.
犹太人说，我们的祖宗在旷野里喝过从磐石里出来的水。耶稣说，我就是那磐石。一个只有30来岁的人。
Said Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Well, I said, now you mean to tell me that you're as old as Abraham and you're not 50 years old yet? I mean to say that you've seen Abraham who's been dead 800 years? We know that you got a devil now, you're crazy.
耶稣说，亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。犹太人说，什么？你是告诉我说你跟亚伯拉罕一样老吗？ 你还不到五十岁，怎么能见过死了近两千年亚伯拉罕？我们知道你有鬼附身了，你疯了。
That's what a devil means. Crazy person said you got a devil and you're mad. He said before Abraham was, I am.
鬼附身是什么意思？就是疯了的意思。他们说你有鬼附身了，你疯了。耶稣说还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
That's who he was. He wasn't just merely a man, neither was he a prophet. He was God. God dwelling on earth in a body of flesh called Jesus, the incarnate Son of God. That's exactly who he was.
那就是他。他不仅是个人，也不仅是个先知，他就是神。神住在地上的一个叫做耶稣的身体里，神的肉身儿子，那正是耶稣真实的身份。
Now, we find him over here that in the last part now of the closing of the second chapter, which I wanted to get to, beginning with the 16th verse or the 15th verse.
我们发现他就在这里，在最后一部分，在第二章的最后，我想讲一讲，从第十五节开始吧。
And delivered them through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's what he said that Jesus did. That he come to deliver them from bondage who had been in fear of death all their lifetime.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他所说的就是耶稣所做的，他来释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Now there's no need of fearing death. Now of course we do, we none of us want to what we call die. But do you know that if a person is born again, he cannot die?
没有必要怕死。当然了，我们当中没有一个人想要那种称为死的东西。但是你知道吗？如果一个人重生了，他就不会死。
How can he have eternal life and then die? He can't do it. The only thing is death. The word death means the separation.
他拥有了永生，怎么又会死呢？他不会死，因为死这个词的意思是与神分离。
Now he'll separate from the presence of our eyes, but he's always in the presence of God, and always will be. So death isn't a hard thing. Death is a glorious thing. Death is what takes us in the presence of God.
他会从我们的眼前离开，但是他永远在神的眼前，永远都在。所以死亡不是一件艰难的事，它是一件荣耀的事。死亡就是把我们领到神的同在。
But now, of course, we being human, walking in these dark elements here, we do not understand it as we should. And of course, when the choking pains of death comes, it makes the very saintest of us fear and draw back.
当然，身为人，我们在黑暗的世界里行走，我们不明白许多我们本应该明白的事。当然，当死亡的剧烈痛苦临到时，就连我们中间最大的圣徒也害怕和退缩。
It made the Son of God say, could this cup pass? It's a horrible thing, don't get it wrong. Because it's a penalty of sin, death is. And it's got to be horrible.
死亡曾经是神的儿子说出，能把这苦杯挪开吗？死亡的确是一件可怕的事。你不要理解错了，因为死亡是罪的工价，所以它必须是可怕的。
But if we can look just beyond the curtain yonder, there's where it's at. Blessed be the Lord. Just beyond the curtain. That's where man desires to look tonight.
但是只要我们能看到时间帷幕的那一边，就是死去的都在那里，颂赞归于主，他们都在帷幕的那一边，那是今天晚上人们期望看到的。
Little Lana Mae Snelling and them used to sing a song here, Lord, let me look past the curtain of time.Everybody wants to see that.
亚纳梅斯奈林他们经常唱这么一首歌，主啊，让我看到时间帷幕的那一边，每个人都想看到。
Now here we are in the 16th verse. For verily, He took, for verily he took not on him, upon him, the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
我们再来看第十六节，他并不就拔天使，乃是就拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Oh, we want to hold to that again, huh? We're coming right down to get, because the first part of this third chapter, the last part of it blends in on that day for the Sabbath for this coming Sunday.
我们现在要抓住这一点，我们要往下讲，因为第三章的最后一部分就是这个星期天要讲的安息问题。
Now what? He took not the nature of angels. Who's he? He's talking about Christ. Who's Christ? God, the Logos of God.
注意，他并不就拔天使。这里他是谁？这里说的他指谁？就是基督。基督是谁？就是神，神的道。
Now let me explain this again, so you be sure.God is not three gods. The Trinity of God is one. Father, Son, Holy Ghost doesn't mean that there is three different gods. If it is, we'd be heathens.
让我再解释一遍，使你更明白。神不是三位，三重职分的神是一位，父、子、圣灵，并不是说有三位神。如果说有三位神，那就是异教徒了。
That's the reason the Jews can't understand. Never was it taught in the Bible. Now it's taught in the Catholic Church. Absolutely, that's where the triune baptism come from.
这就是犹太人不能理解的原因。圣经里从来没有三位一体的教导，那是天主教的教导，绝对是。那就是三位一体洗礼的来历。
In Africa, they baptize you three times face forward. Once for God the Father, once for God the Son.Once for God the Holy Ghost. Now that's an error. There's no such teachings of that in the Bible. See?
在非洲，他们给你洗礼是脸朝前浸三次，一次是为父神，一次是为子神，一次是为圣灵神。那是一个错误。在圣经里没有这么一种教导，明白吗？
And now, that's what they taught. It come down to Luther, out of Luther into Wesley, on down.Into the ages as it rolls on. But it never was a Bible teaching. It has always been an error since it would begin.
那是他们所教导的，是通过路德，从路德出来到卫斯理，一直下来到后来的各个教会时代。但是那从来也不是圣经的教导，那一直都是个错误，从一开始就错了。
Now, so God was in the beginning before there was any light.Before there was ever Adam, before there was ever a star, before there was any visible thing, God filled all space.
从一开始就有神，在没有任何光、没有任何原子、没有任何星星、没有任何可见的东西之前，神就充满了一切空间。
And in that was nothing but purity, pure love, pure holiness.Pure righteous, it was spirit.
那里面没有任何其他东西，只有纯粹，纯粹的爱，纯粹的圣洁，纯粹的公义。那是一个灵。
He covered the whole space, from eternity where we can't fathom it. It goes beyond anything that we could imagine.
他笼罩着整个空间，就是永恒，我们无法参透它。那超出了我们能够想象的任何东西。
Like, through that glass, we could see a hundred and something million years of light space. Think of it. A hundred million years of light space. And light travels about 8,000 miles per second. And a hundred and million years of light space.
好像通过那个望远镜，我们可以看见一亿光年以外的东西。想一想吧，一亿光年以外，光的速度大约是每秒钟18万英里，啊，那光走一亿年那么远以外。
Just think how many miles that would be. You couldn't even numerate it. You can just take a roll of nines and run it around Jeffersonville, and still you wouldn't have it broke down in miles. Of miles, think of it. And beyond that is still stars and planets. And God, before one of them was, he was. See?
想一想，那是多少个百万英里吧？你简直算不出那个数值。如果用数值表达，啊，以公里为单位，你就是连续啊，写的这个9999999999，环绕杰弗森外一圈，你都无法沾到光年单位的边。想一想，你看见的仍然是各种星球，而在还没有那些星球中的任何一个之前，就有了神，明白了吗？
And now the logos that went out of God, which was the logos, all this began to form into a body shape. And this body shape was called, in the scholar's teaching, logos. The logos that went out of God.
道出自神，道开始形成一个身体的形态，这个身体形态在学者的教导中被称为罗格斯，罗格斯出自神。
In other words, a better word for it was what we call a theostomy. Theostomy is a human body that's glorified.
换句话说，就是用一个比较容易领会的词来表达，就是我们所说的道的形体，就是神显现在一个变荣耀的人体里。
Not exactly with flesh and blood like it will be in its glorified stage, but it is the form of a human body that doesn't eat, neither does it drink, but it's a body. A body that's waiting for us as soon as we leave this one.
并不一定像最后到了荣耀肢体的阶段的那样有血有肉，但是其形态是一个不吃不喝的人体形态，是一个身体，就是等我们一离开这个肉体就能穿上的那个身体。
Now, in there we enter into that body, and that's the kind of body that God was. For he said, let us make man in our own image, and in our likeness.
在那边，我们进入那个身体，那是与神一样的身体，因为神说我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
Now, when man become into that body, he had control of all the fishes and fowls and beasts of the field, and then there was no man to till the soil. Genesis 2. He done made male and female, but there's no man to till the soil.
当人被造成那样的身体时，他管理着海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜。但是没有人耕种田地，创世纪第二章，神已经造男造女，但是没有人耕种田地。
Then God made man out of the dust of the earth. He gave him a hand like a chimpanzee. He gave him a foot like a bear. He made him on the image, and this earthly body is in the image of animal life.And it's made out of the same kind of material.
然后神用地上的尘土造了一个男人，神给那个男人造了一双像黑猩猩一样的手，像熊一样的脚，给他造了属土的形状。这地上的身体是跟动物生命是一样的，是用造动物同样的材料造的。
Your body is made just the same kind of material as a horse or a dog or anything like that. It's made out of calcium, potash,
你的身体是跟像马、狗或任何其他动物一样的材料构成的，是由钙呀、钾呀、石油啊、宇宙光等等构成的。
You're just know all flesh like that is not the same flesh, it's different flesh, but it's made out of the dust of the earth where it come from.
你的血肉之躯不过如此，不是说那样的肉体全是同样的肉体，是不同的肉体，但是这肉体是用地上的尘土造的。
But the difference between an animal and a man, God put a soul in a man, and he didn't put it in the animal. Because the soul that was in the man is that theostomy.
动物跟人的区别就是，神放了一个魂在人里面，他没有把魂放在动物里面。而在人里面的那个魂 就是道的形体。
Oh, I'll never get to this lesson, but I've got to get this. Look, don't you remember when Peter was in prison and the angel of the Lord came and opened the doors?
我从来没有讲过这种课题，但是现在我必须讲到它。看，难道你不记得，当彼得在监狱里，主的天使临到，并且打开了监狱里所有的门吗？
We was going through the supermarket up the other day, and the door opened in front of us. I said, you know, the Bible had that first. See? Now, the swinging doors by itself.
有一天，我们穿过这里的超级市场，在我们面前的门都打开了。我说，你们知道，圣经里早就有这样的事了，明白吗？看，那自动门是自己打开的。
And when Peter came out, walking by these guards, they were blinded to him. He passed the inner guard, the outer guard, out into the court, through the wall, out into the street. And none of them know who he was. And didn't pay, they thought he was another guard or something.
当彼得出监狱的时候，从守卫的面前走过，他们睁着眼睛却看不见他。他走过里面一层门的守卫面前，又走过外面一层门的守卫面前，来到临街的铁门，他们中间没有一个人认出他是彼得，没有任何人注意，他们以为彼得是其他的守卫或者是什么。
They just passed by, and the door opened by itself as he went out and shut behind. And when he got out there, he thought he had a dream.
他们，彼得就那么走过去了。门就自动的在他通过的时候打开，在他走过以后又关上。他走出监狱的时候，还以为自己是在做梦呢。
And he went out to John Mark's house where they had a prayer meeting, and he was not to be among you. Oh, he's glorious, he's wonderful.
他去到那称呼马可的约翰家里，那里有好些人在聚集祷告，他就敲门。彼得来到他们中间是多么高兴呢，哈哈，我们的主耶稣基督是荣耀奇妙的神。
Now, oh, he wasn't made in the form of an angel, but he took on the seed of Abraham. God became the seed of Abraham.
他没有取天使的形象，而是取了亚伯拉罕后裔的形象，神成为了亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Now, if we had time to go back and show how he did it in the covenant, you've heard me preach on it many times, how that he took those animals and cut them apart and throw the turtle dove and pigeon in.
如果我们有时间，我们可以返回去讲一讲神在旧约中与亚伯拉罕立约时所行的。这个题目你们听我讲过好几回了。亚伯拉罕如何取了那些动物来，并把它们切开，把斑鸠、鸽子扔到火里。
Then he looked and he noticed.A little smoke of black hard, death. Next to smoking furnace, hell. But beyond that went a little white light.
然后他注意到可怕的黑烟，那象征着死亡。接着是冒烟的火炉，那象征着地狱。但从中有一缕白色的青烟冉冉升起。
And that little white went between each piece of that cut sacrifice, showing that what he would do. And he took an oath. When he did that,And he wrote a covenant, showing what he would do.
那缕青烟从每块切开的肉块经过，表明神要做的事。当神这样行的时候，他就起誓立约，将他要做的事写在约书上。
And he, Jesus Christ come to the earth, God Emmanuel, God in flesh, and at Calvary he was torn apart, and his spirit come back on the church, and his body was lifted up.And set on the throne of God.
他耶稣基督来到地上，神以马内利，就是神在肉身显现，在哥哥他，他的身体被撕裂，他的灵回到了教会，他的身体升到天上，坐在神的宝座里。
The throne of God, the one that's on the throne is the judge. We know that. Well, where is the judgment?The Father has given, he judged no man, but the Father has committed all judgment to the Son.
神的宝座，坐在宝座里的那一位就是审判官，我们知道那一点。好， 审判在哪里呢？父把审判权给了子，父并不审判人，但是父把审判权给了子。
So he is, and his life is the high priest sitting there with his own body as a sacrifice to plead our confessions. Amen, brother. That puts something in you.
所以，子的使命就是大祭司，坐在那里用他自己的身体作为祭物献给神，专为我们代求。阿们，弟兄，这肯定会在你心中留下印记。
Notice, he took on the seed of Abraham. He became a man. God made flesh among us to redeem us. In other words, God became sin that we sinners might become partakers of him.
注意，他取了亚伯拉罕后裔的形象，他道成肉身，即神自己成为肉身住在我们中间，为要救赎我们。换句话说，神背负了我们的罪，好让我们这些罪人与他有份，成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And when we partake of him, we partake of these. We were time-space people, 70. And God came down and became one of us, 70, for his allotted time, that we might partake of his eternal life. And when we're born again, we're sons and daughters of God and have eternal life and shall never perish.
当我们与他有份时，就有份于他永恒的生命。我们是受时空限制的人，一生也就70来年。神下来成为我们的一员，在地上70年，因着他的这一段时间，使我们能成为他永恒生命的一部分。当我们重生时，我们成为神的儿女，拥有永恒的生命，永不死亡。
What a blessed Savior. Oh, there's no way to write it. There's no way to explain it. It's just beyond explaining. No one can explain how great it is. How great thou art, how great thou art, is right.
他是多么值得称颂的救赎者呀。我们无法书写我们的赞颂，我们无法表明我们的感激，那超出了我们的表达能力，没有人能说明他的恩情有多大。神呢，你是多么伟大，你是多么伟大，是这样的。
Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Think of that. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. Listen to this. To make reconciliations the sins of the people.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，想一想吧，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。听这里，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
To reconcile, now God knowing justice had to become unjustice to feel what it was to be a sinner, to go back to reconcile through reconciliation and have mercy on the people.
为了与人和好，作为公义的神，不得不成为不义。来感受一个罪人是什么样子，来挽回，通过和好施怜悯给人。
Next verse, listen to here. For in that he himself had suffered, God could not suffer in spirit. He had to become flesh to feel the pain of sickness.To feel the temptation of lust, to feel the temptation of want, to feel the temptation of hunger, to feel the power of death.
下面一节，听这里。他自己既然被试探而受苦，我们知道神是个灵，不能受苦，他必须成为肉身来感受疾病的痛苦，来感受欲望的试探， 来感受短缺的试探、饥饿的试探、死亡的试探。
That he might take it upon himself to stand in the presence of the great spirit, Jehovah, the spirit, not the man, the spirit, to make intercessions to this life.
一边他自己能站立在伟大的耶和华灵的面前，是灵不是人，是灵的面前，为人类的生命代求。
And Jesus took that in order to make intercessions for us, for he knows how it feels.
Amen.
When you get sick, he knows how you feel.
Amen.
When you're tempted, he knows how you feel.
耶稣那么做是为了给我们代求，因为他知道那些试探的感受。当你生病时，他知道你的感受；当你受试探，他知道你的感受。
Now, did you ever notice when we vote for a president, every farmer will vote for a president that's been a farmer, for he knows the hard part of the farmer's life. See, he wants some man who understands.
你注意过没有？当我们选举总统时，每个农民都会选农民当总统，因为农民当了总统，他就知道农民的生活的苦处，看到没有？人们想要理解他们的人。
And before God could ever understand him being that great holiness, how he could ever understand after he condemned man by his holiness, he condemned man, and the only way he'll ever know how to justify man is to become man.
Amen.
在神能理解之前，他作为那伟大圣洁的神，在他谴责了人类之后，他怎能理解？凭着他的神圣，他谴责了人类。他要使人称义的唯一的途径，就是他自己成为人。
And God overshadowed the virgin, and she brought forth a body, not Jewish blood, not Gentile blood, but his own blood, God's creative blood.No sex at all in it at all. No sexual desire.
神荫蔽了那个童女，使她生下一个婴儿，那不是犹太人的血统，也不是外邦人的血统，那是神自己的血统。神创造的血根本不是性的繁殖，完全没有性欲望。
And this blood cell created in the womb of this woman brought forth the son, and when he was baptized by John the Baptist,John said, I bear record seeing the Spirit of God like a dove coming down and abiding upon him.
这个血细胞被造在这个女人的子宫里，生下了神的儿子。在他被施洗约翰洗礼的时候，约翰说，我看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。
No wonder Jesus could say that all powers in heaven and earth is given into my hand. God and man became one.Heavens and earth embraced each other, and he was the one who could give reconciliation for our sins.
难怪耶稣可以说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。神和人成为一，天和地互相拥抱，他就是能为我们的罪献上挽回祭的那一位。
That's the reason in his name healing takes place. He knows your pain. Did you ever hear this little old song?
那就是奉他的名发生医治的原因，因为他知道你的痛苦。你听过这首古老的歌吗？
Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal.
Amen.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
耶稣知道你感到的痛，他既可拯救又可医治，把你的重担带到主面前卸下给他。
That's right. He knows.
那是对的，他知道一切。
When our bodies rack with pain and our health we can't regain, just remember God in heaven answers prayerJesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Just take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
记住，天上的神回应祷告，耶稣知道你感到的痛。
它既可拯救又可医治。当我们身体疼痛，健康欠佳，把你的重担带到主面前卸下给他。
That's all he has. Just leave it there. Why? He's a high priest standing here that knows how you feel, and he knows how to reconcile you back to grace and how to bring you back to your health. He knows all about it. He suffered.
那就是他叫我们所做的一切，把重担卸给他。为什么？他是我们的大祭司，站在这里，知道我们的感觉如何。他知道如何把你挽回到恩典，把你重新带回健康中。他知道那一切，因为他受过苦。
When you haven't got a place to lay your head, he had the same. When you got one change of clothes, he had the same. When you were made fun of, persecuted, he had the same.
你没有一个枕头的地方，他也曾经经历过与你同样的困境。你没有换洗的衣服，他也曾经经历过。你被人嘲笑，受人逼迫，他也同样被人嘲笑，受人逼迫过。
Listen to the last verse now. All right. He is able to succor those that are tempted. In other words, he is able to secure those, to help those, to make those, to sympathize with them. Because God himself became man in order to feel it.
现在注意听最后一节。好的，他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。换句话说，他能够保护你，帮助你，同情你，因为神自己为了感受这些而成为过人。
You remember the other night that we teach on that? How that God had the, death had a sting in it, a scare in it. All their days they were in bondage about this deathAnd then Jesus came that he might take that stinger out of death.
你们记得前天晚上我们教导过的，神必须，就是说死亡有一个毒钩，神要释放那些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人，耶稣来，他可以除去那个死亡的毒钩。
And when he was going up the mountain, remember how we illustrated it? Them little red dots on his coat, and after a while they all become one big dot and splashing the blood around him.
当他去到哥哥他山上，你们记得我是怎么演示的？他外衣上的那些小红点，过一会儿变成了包围他全身的大血块。
His little frail body, he couldn't go any farther, and he fell. Simon, Serene, the colored man, helped him bear the cross on up the hill. And when they nailed him to the cross,And he screamed for water. Any man bleeding needs water.
当他那虚弱的身体再也走不动了，他倒下了。古列奈人西门就是一个黑人，帮他背起十字架上山。当他们把他钉到十字架上，他喊叫要水。任何流血过多的人都需要水。
Remember when I preached the other night on the deer and the heart thirst for the water brook, so my soul.Paineth after thee, O God, if the deer's wounded and living, losing blood, he's got to get to water, or he'll die.
记得有一天晚上我传讲过，神呐，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水吗？如果一只鹿受伤了还活着，流了许多血，他就必须喝水，否则他就会死去。
I was shot down in the field when I was 14 years old, and I was laying there, my legs blowed over me like a hamburger from a 12-gauge shotgun. And I screamed for water. Oh, give me a drink! I numb my lips as numb.
我在14岁的时候曾经在田野里被枪射倒。我躺在那里，哦，我的腿被12号猎枪击中了，肿得像个大汉堡包。我喊叫要水，啊，给我一点水喝。我麻木了，我的嘴唇都麻木了。
My buddy ran over to an old pool, had all kinds of little wiggle tails, swamp. I didn't care what it was. And he raked it full of water. And I helped my mouth open and he squeezed his calf out like that in my mouth. You had to have water!
我的伙伴跑到一个水池弄水。那个水里有各种各样的虫子，我也管不了了。他用帽子装满了水，我的嘴张开着，他就这样挤压他的帽子，把水挤到我的嘴里。 是的，我必须喝水。
He was bleeding. He said, "Give me a drink." And they give him vinegar on a sponge, and he rejected it and refused it. He was God's Lamb dying in our stead to bring reconciliation to the human being. What was it? The God of heaven.
耶稣流着血说：“给我点水。”那人就用海蓉蘸满了醋给他喝，他拒绝了。他是神的羔羊，代替我们而死，为人类的罪献上挽回祭。那是什么？是天上的神呐、
啊、！Billy Sunday once said that every bush had angels sitting in it, saying, "Just pull your hand loose and point your finger. We'll change the situation."
有一次，比利信德说，每一个树丛中都有天使坐在那里。他说：“只要伸出你的手指头示意，我们就能改变现状。”
That sassy bunch of religious fanatics called some big educated scholars of DD, PhDs walked by and said, "Now, if you are the Son of God, you saved others, yourself you can't save. Come down off the cross and we'll believe you."
那帮时髦的宗教狂热者们，所谓受过高等教育的学者、博士等等，走到耶稣身边说，如果你是神的儿子，你能救别人也能救你自己吧，你从十字架上走下来，我们就相信你。
They didn't know that they was paying him a compliment. He could have saved himself, but if he saved himself, others he could not save. So he gave himself. Blessed be his name. He gave himself that I could be saved and you could be saved. Oh, what matchless love.
他们不知道他们是在称赞耶稣，耶稣不能救他自己呀、啊、因为如果他救了他自己，别人就不能得救了，所以他舍弃了自己称颂他的名，他舍弃了自己是为了救你救我啊！这是何等无比的爱呀、啊、
He didn't have to be sick. That precious virgin born body didn't have to be sick, but he became sickthat he might know how to intercede for me when I was sick.
他本来不用生病，那宝贵的童女所生的身体不必有病，但是他成为病人，那样他就能知道当我们生病的时候他如何来为我们代求。
He didn't have to weary, but he did weary. I read a little history one time on it, I don't know whether it's authentic or not, when he raised that boy from the end thereOh, from the dead, he sat on a rock and groaned with a headache, cause he had to bear our sickness.
他本来是不会疲倦的，但是他疲倦了。有一次我读过一本历史书，我不知道那书说的是不是可靠。当耶稣在拿因城使那个男孩死里复活后，他坐在一块石头上，因头痛而呻吟，因为他必须担当我们的疾病。
He had to bear our sin.And there he died. And on Calvary, when that old bee and death once anchored its stinger, anyone knows when a bee anchors its stinger, it can't sting no more.
他必须担当我们的罪而死。在哥哥他，当那死亡的毒钩盯住他，任何人都知道，当一只蜂的毒钩盯过一次，就再也不能盯第二次了。
When the bee flies away or any insect that stings, when he anchors his stinger,He pulls the stinger out. He's still a bee, but he hasn't got a stinger. The only thing he can do is buzz and make a lot of noise.
当蜜蜂或任何有毒钩的昆虫叮过什么，就把毒钩留在被叮的人身上了。他飞走的时候仍然是一只蜜蜂或者昆虫，但他再也没有毒钩了。他以后能做的唯一一件事就是嗡嗡叫，发出噪音。
That's the only thing that.Death can do to the believer is make a lot of noise. But hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. He anchored that stinger of death in his own flesh. Emmanuel did it.
那也是死亡对信徒所能做的唯一的一件事，就是发出噪音。但是哈利路亚，主的名是应当称颂的。主让死亡的毒钩留在他自己的肉体里，以马内利这么做了。
rose up again on the third day, shook the thing out of there.
Amen.
And he's immortal tonight, and his spirit is in this building.
Amen.
And he proves himself alive among us.
Hallelujah.
That's our Messiah. Amen. That's our blessed Savior.
他在第三天复活，把毒钩从身上抖掉，他在今天晚上还是不朽的，他的灵就在这里，他证明他自己活在我们中间，他就是我们的弥赛亚，他就是我们称颂的救主。